新年的第一个月，我们的题目叫做特别的爱给特别的你。
For the first month of the year, our sermon topic was a special love for a special you.
什么是特别的爱
？So what is a special love?
什么又叫做特别的你
？And what is a special you?
第二个月
，the second month，
我们的题目是圣餐试看。
Our topic was the temptations of the Holy Communion.
圣餐四个观看。
The four views of Holy Communion. Sorry.
要看哪里呢？要往哪里看呢
？So where shall we look at?
第一，要往后看。
We have to look back.
你会看到什么
？What will you see?
看到以前的我。
You will see the past you.
是个罪人。
You were a sinner.
第二个看。
And the next look.
往前看。
Is look forward.
你会看到什么
？What will you see?
看到前面的荣耀，前面的荣耀，前面的天国。
You will see the glory and the heavenly kingdom that lies ahead of you.
那第三个看要往里面看
，and the third look is to look inside，
看到你里面是什么
，to see what is in you，
干净吗？圣洁吗
？Whether it is it clean, is it holy？
里面有什么呢
？What is inside？
求神清除我们里面的污秽
，to ask God to remove of our iniquities，
让我们心里面都是圣洁干净的，都是光明的
，that our heart is clean and holy。
你不往里面看，你怎么会知道呢
？And how would you know if you do not look inside？
拿到圣餐就吃，拿到圣餐就吃，然后又回去。
If you just partake of the Holy Communion and return home,
那你里面是什么知道吗
？Do you know what is inside you?
这是圣餐说的，要检讨然后吃，
so、
要审查然后吃。
That is why we need to self-examine before we partake.
这就是往里面看呀。
And that is to look inside.
第四看是看什么
？And where is the fourth look?
往周围看。
To look around you.
看到什么
？What do you see?
这么多弟兄姐妹。
So many of our brothers and sisters.
都是一家人。
And we are all one family.
有刚强的，有软弱的。
We have those who are strong and those who are weak.
有荣耀神的，有亏欠神的。
And we have those who glorify God and those who don't.
还有这么多人还没有信主的。
And we have so many of us who have yet to believe.
周围有这么多人还没有认识神，还没有天国的盼望。
We have so many people around us that has yet to know God.
我们应该要更加努力的带领他们。进入天国。
Therefore, we should place more effort to bring them to the heavenly kingdom.
特别在圣餐的时候。
Especially during the Holy Communion.
没有往周围看，只看到自己，
if you
就只有你自己。
If you do not look around and only see yourself.
这叫做圣餐试看。
This is the four looks that we need to have.
那今天第三个月。
So today the third month.
我们靠着圣灵来帮助，来讲解圣餐的四个真理。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, let us explain on the four truths of Holy Communion.
到底是哪四个真理呢
？So what are these four truths?
我们每个月都在这里吃圣餐。
Every month we partake of the Holy Communion.
一年有多少次的圣餐
？How many times have we partaken in a year?
信主20年、30年、40年，吃了多少次圣餐
？We have believed in the Lord for 20, 30, 40 years. How many times have we partaken of the Holy Communion? Let me ask you.
你知道圣餐的四个真理是什么吗
？Do you know what are the four truths of the Holy Communion?
第一个真理
，The first truth，
圣餐是为了要纪念主耶稣为我们而死。
The first truth is to remember the Lord Jesus' death for us。
我再重复一次
，Let me repeat it again。
圣餐的第一个真理就是纪念主耶稣为我们而死。
The first truth is to remember the Lord's death for us。
我相信这一点是大家都知道的。
I believe all of us know this。
有圣经这样根据吗？
Is there a Bible supporting verse?
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十四节。
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 24.
来一起读圣经。
Let us read together.
一二三，祝谢了就拜开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，请注意，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。主耶稣说，我们举行圣餐。领受圣餐是为了纪念主耶稣 为我们而死。
The Lord Jesus said the purpose of us having this Holy Communion is to do it in remembrance of Him.
但是圣餐不是叫你纪念耶稣死了，不是。
The Holy Communion is not for us to remember that the Lord Jesus is dead.
圣餐是叫我们纪念耶稣。为什么为我而死
？The Holy Communion is for us to remember why the Lord Jesus died for us.
圣餐已经开始，不要一直在走动后面的。
So we have already started our Holy Communion service.
我们是非常敬重、尊重主耶稣的圣餐。
Let us try not to move around.
我再重复一次。
Let me repeat again.
圣餐不是叫你纪念耶稣死了。
The Holy Communion is not for us to remember that the Lord Jesus has died.
It's
for us to remember why the Lord Jesus died.
有人搞错这个重点。
Some people have this confusion.
所以教导信徒说, 生辰的时候, 要穿那些白衣啊,黑裤, 好像出席丧礼这样。
That's why some say that during the Holy Communion sacrament, they have to dress in white or black, like they are mourning.
那你是在出席丧礼啦。 你不是在纪念主使，不是在领受圣餐。
You are attending a funeral and not partaking the Holy Communion.
纪念主使是纪念他为什么而死啊，这个才是重点啊。
To remember the Lord's death is to remember why he died.
如果耶稣只是死了，那没有什么好纪念的了。
If Jesus had only just died, then there's nothing much to remember about.
耶稣是为什么而死才是我们要纪念的。
But what we have to remember is to remember why the Lord Jesus died, and that is something that we cannot forget.
这是第一个真理。
And that is the first truth.
那第二个真理,
the second truth,
圣餐是纪念主与我们所立的约,
is to remember the covenant that the Lord Jesus has made with us.
如果要讲这个月的道理, 可以讲整篇道理,
if we want to talk about this covenant, we need an entire sermon to cover on it. Because do you know how important this covenant
我再重复一次,
is? Let me repeat again.
圣餐的第二个真理是纪念主耶稣与我们所立的约, 纪念这个月。
The second truth of the Holy Communion is to remember the covenant of the Lord Jesus.
有圣经根据吗?
Do we have a Bible supporting verse to this? 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
25节,
verse 25.
来，一、二、三， 饭后也照样拿起杯来说， 这杯是用我的血所立的新约， 你们每逢喝的时候， 要如此行， 为的是纪念我。 这里主耶稣说， 这个杯是他用血与我们所立的新约。
Here the Lord Jesus said that this cup is the new covenant in his blood.
每逢喝的时候要如此行，是要纪念这个所立的约。 为的是纪念我跟你们所跟我们所立的这个约。
And as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, that is remembering him of this covenant.
那这个约叫做血约，因为是用血立的，用血来写的。
So this covenant is the covenant of the blood.
不是用钱币来签名的。
This covenant is not done by signature.
也不是用什么东西来代替的。
And it's not done by any item.
是主用他自己的血来跟我们立的约。
This is a covenant that the Lord has made with us with his blood.
主耶稣为了要洁净我们的罪。
Because the Lord Jesus wanted to cleanse us of our sins.
为了要使我们跟神的关系和好。
For us to have a relationship with God again.
他必须要付出很重很重的代价来清除我们的罪。
He has to pay a very high price to wash away our sins.
因为如果我们的罪不被清除，不被洁净， 我们没有办法跟天父的关系和好。
Because if we are not cleansed of our sins, we will be unable to have this reconciled relationship with the Heavenly Father.
父神将来愤怒的审判。
And we will be faced with the wrath of the Heavenly Father upon judgment.
所以为了要除尽我们的罪。
So to cleanse us of our sins,
他要付出很重的代价。
He had to pay a very big price.
不是一句话说我原谅你了，我赦免你了，你没罪了，不是一句话这样解决的。
Not just by saying I forgive you, your sins are forgiven.
那为什么要用血呢？
But why did he have to use this blood?
希伯来书第九章，
Hebrews chapter 9，
请看希伯来书的第九章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9，
我们读22节，
verse
22。 来，一、二、三， 按作律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。注意喽，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。要赦免一个人的罪，要消除一个人的仇恨，那叫怨恨。你以为讲两句话对不起就可以解决的吗？啊，对不起哦，原谅我。啊，对不起哦，我错了。讲两句话就解决吗？
For forgiveness of sins and hatred, can a single word of a sorry?
那些人与人之间的仇恨，有杀父之仇，说一次对不起就可以解决吗？他要付出生命的代价，他要流血，看到血了。 他的怒气，他的恨才消除。
Just like unto hatred between men, when some people get so angry, once they see the shedding of blood, then they will be able to calm down.
这个是很奇妙的一件血的那种功能，那种功用。看到血流了，啊，仇恨消除了。
So once they see the shedding of blood, their anger was simmered.
但是也已经死人了，流血了，也死人了。
But at that point of time, someone would have already died because of the bloodshed.
所以耶稣为了要除尽我们的罪，他必须流血。不用流血的方法，罪不能洁净。
But for Jesus to purify us, he has to shed blood. If not, there will be no forgiveness of sins.
所以耶稣说，这个月是我用血立的，那是多么的贵，多么的。代价多么的多么的重要。
Therefore, Jesus said, "This covenant is made with His blood."
因此，圣经又说，他用重价买我们。这个重的价钱重到什么？是整个生命，用生命买我们回来。
That's why the Bible says that He bought us with a price, and the price is His life.
所以这个月叫做血月。
Therefore, this covenant is the covenant of the blood.
再来，这个月也叫做永月，永月就是永远的月。
And this covenant is also an eternal covenant.
永远就是不能够改变。
Because it will never change.
会改变就不能够永远。
If something changes, it is not eternal.
所以当这个月叫做永月的时候，主耶稣就不能够反悔，也不能够更改。
Therefore, when this is made as an eternal covenant, the Lord Jesus will not be able to go against His own words.
这个就是这个月哈，的让我们很得安慰的，很平安的一个原因。
Therefore, this covenant will bring us a lot of comfort and a lot of peace.
因为主耶稣不能够随便说哦，我不承认你了啊，我改变的。我不要了，他不能这样随便讲的，随便取消这个约的。
Because the Lord Jesus cannot simply abolish this covenant by saying that, oh, I do not want you
anymore. 如果随便取消，可以取消，可以更改，不叫做永约咯。
Because
永约就是不会更改的，叫做永永远远咯。
Because if this covenant can be changed, it will not be called an eternal covenant.
那当神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候，
So when God made a covenant with Abraham,
这个约非常重要。
That was a very important covenant.
重要到为什么现在以色列人哦？他们不信耶稣，耶稣将来还要救他们，就是因为这个约。
So, the reason of the Israelites not believing in Jesus and they still believe that Jesus will come in the future to save them is because of this covenant.
保罗提到哈，讲到以色列人得救的问题，他就是讲到因为神跟亚伯拉罕立的约，神跟亚伯拉罕讲过应许的话，他不能够更改。
So, because God has made this covenant with Abraham and this covenant cannot be changed.
所以今天的以色列人呐，真的很幸运呐。很幸福啊，因为主耶神跟亚伯兰立的那个约到现在有功效，将来还要发生功效。
So the Israelites are very blessed because of this covenant.
我们看创世纪十五章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 15.
这个是很重要的，以亚伯兰立约的这个很重要的章节。
This is a very important verse on covenant.
来我们看十五章的九节到十节。
Let us look at chapter 15, verses 9 to 10.
来，一、二、三。他说：“你为我起一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鹤。”亚伯拉罕就起了这些来，每样劈开，分成两半，一半对着一半的摆列，只有鸟没有劈开。好。这里神叫亚伯拉罕拿这些祭物来，因为神要跟他立约了。
So over here, God asked Abraham to prepare all these animals as a sacrifice to him because of this covenant.
这些母牛也好，山羊也好呢，都要破成两半，劈成两半。
So whatever these animals were, they will have to be cut into half.
而两半过后呢，一半放在左边，一半放在右边。那么神就从中间经过。
And they had to be laid against each other, and God will go through the middle.
神有没有从中间肉的两个肉的中间经过呢
？So did God pass by the middle of the meat?
请看十七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火把，从那些肉块中间这样经过。
So,
这个是神亲自见证这个月，经过这个月。
So God was a personal testament to this covenant because there was a flaming torch that passed between these pieces.
意思说，如果对方任何一方两方面毁约，不照的那约的内容来做，他就要好像这些肉祭肉这样被劈开两半死亡。
It means that whoever breaks this covenant, they will have to be like likened to the item sacrifice where they will be cut in half.
那十八节
Verse 18.
神一经过过后就直接跟亚伯兰立约了，看到吗？耶和华与亚伯兰立约，就说要给他什么，要做什么，要给他什么，有没有？
So the Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
这个是很重要的约，亚伯兰跟神立的约，神跟亚伯兰立的约，
and this,
永永远远的约。
And this is an eternal covenant that is a very important eternal covenant that God.
你看亚伯兰到现在都已经几多千年了。
So there's been so many thousands of years.
这个约的内容、约的应许，神讲过的话，都现在到将来世界末日之前还是有功效。
But whatever that was made in this covenant will be effective until the day.
所以这个约是多么重要、多么宝贵呀！
So this is such a precious and important covenant.
那么要怎样除这个约？要什么时候会没有功效呢？
So when will this covenant lose its effect?
除非那个立约的人死掉。
Unless the person who has made this covenant has
died. 立约的人死掉呢，那这个约就没有功效了，就不用再遵守了。
And when the person who has made this covenant has died, then there is no point of
this covenant. 立约的是神。
God was the one who made this covenant.
神亲自自己经过。
And God passed by.
他自己见证。
He was the testimony.
请问神会死吗？
Will God die?
我问你一句话，神会死吗？
Let me ask you, will God die?
神是不死的，永永远远的。
God will never die. He is
eternal. 所以神不死，这个约就永永远远有功效。
That's why this covenant will be eternal.
永永远远有功效，就是永远不会改变，就是这样，就照耶所讲的这样，一直这样，几千年、多少年都是这样。
And that's why this covenant will never change.
这是叫做永约了。
And that is an eternal covenant.
所以你现在明白了吗？主耶稣拿起杯来说：“这血是我跟你们立的约。”这个月就是血月，也就是永远的月。
So do you understand now, when the Lord Jesus took the cup and said that this is the covenant of His blood?
永远要救我们。
He wants to save us eternally.
永远用他的宝血的洗净我们的罪。
And He will eternally use His precious blood to cleanse
us. 所以我常常讲，你要悔改，你真的要到神的面前来忏悔。
So that's why I always say that we have to come before God.
因为这个月，这个赦免还是有功效的，有力量的。
Because this covenant still has its efficacy and power.
嗯。因为他不能够背负自己，不能够自己讲过的话自己不算数，
because,
不承认，他不可以这样。
Because he cannot go against his own words.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us look at Second Timothy
chapter two. 提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter two.
这是我很喜欢很喜欢的一节圣经。
This is a Bible verse that I love.
也是一直安慰我、给我力量的圣经。
And this is also a Bible verse that gives me a lot of strength.
来，二章的十三节。
Let us read chapter two, verse 13.
一二三。我们从然是信，他仍是可以信的。为什么？因为他不能背负自己。为什么你不打那个圣经章节啊？
Why are you not projecting the Bible verse？
啊，这个你也要翻译吗？
他听不懂。
我是说那个后面的呀。
The PA。
这里说。我们从然是信，我们常常是信于人，也是信于神。
He says that if we are faithless, because we are always faithless to God and faithless to man.
好像我们跟我们的太太、我们的妻子讲。
Just like how we tell our wife.
我会永远爱你。
I will love you forever.
你嫁给我。
Marry me.
我会非常的疼你。
I will love you.
我会带你去环游去旅行，去环游世界。
I will bring you to travel around the world.
我们都是这样讲这些话来让他高兴的。
We all say these things to make them happy.
而且我们也真的要这样来爱他的呀。
And we really want to love them in that
manner. 可是我们常常做不到。
But it is something that we often cannot do.
因为我突然间我生意失败了。
Because my business has failed.
我破产了。
I'm bankrupt.
或者我发生意外了，我受伤了。
Or I've met with an accident and I'm injured.
我躺在我不能够走路了。
And I'm unable to move.
无论什么原因，我们都已经做不到。我们讲过的话做不到给他。
No matter what reason, but we are unable to do what we have promised.
不是我们要失信给他，不是我们要骗他。
It is not that we want to lie to them.
很多时候我们发生事情了，我们做不到。
But many a times, circumstances.
而且我们常常都会这样。
And we are often like that.
可是主耶稣他仍然是可信的。
But the Lord Jesus remains faithful.
为什么？因为他不能够背负自己呀。
For he cannot deny himself.
他不能够像我们说：“哎呀，对不起哦，我现在破产了。哎呀，对不起哦，我现在没有钱了。”
He can't say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm now bankrupt. I have no money."
哎呀，对不起哦，我现在怎么样了？这个了，那个了，对不起哦。 他不能够这样讲的。
He can't say sorry like that.
他不能够说我忘记了，我把这个事忘了。
He can't say I've forgotten about this.
他这样讲，这样做，他就是背负自己，自己说的话自己不承认，自己说的话自己做不到。
Because by doing so, he would be denying himself.
我们的神不是这样的神。
Our God is not such a God.
所以你要记住这一句话。
Therefore, we have to remember this verse.
他仍然是无论什么情况，他仍然是可信的。
No matter what, he remains faithful.
因为他不能背负自己。
For he cannot deny himself.
这个就是约的那个功、那个价值、那个宝贵啊。
And that is the value of the covenant.
好，圣餐的第三个真理。
And the third truth of the Holy Communion.
是领受主耶稣的生命。
Is to receive the life of the Lord
Jesus. 你知道吗？圣餐是纪念主的死。
Do you know that when we remember the death of the Lord Jesus?
也是纪念主耶稣的约。
We also remember the covenant of the Lord Jesus.
同时是在领受主耶稣的生命啊。
And at the same time, we are also partaking of the life of the Lord Jesus.
圣经有这样讲吗？
Did the Bible say so?
吃圣餐是赐主的生命。
That we are partaking of His life.
请看约翰福音书第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音书第六章。
Gospel of John chapter 6.
我们读五十三到五十七节。
Let's read verses 53 to 57.
来，一、二、三。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真的是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。看到吗？耶稣在讲解圣餐的道理，圣餐的奥秘。
So the Lord Jesus explains of the mystery of the Holy Communion.
耶稣说，不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在他里面。
Said that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His
blood,
you have no life in you. 原来吃主的肉，
喝主的血，是在领受主的生命，是在赐主的生命。
So when we partake,
把主的生命吃进去。
So when we partake of His flesh and blood, we are partaking His life.
啊。吃主的肉喝主的血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
And for those who partake will have eternal life, and He will raise them up on the last day.
可是谁信呢？谁相信呢？
But who will believe?
所以耶稣重复说，我的肉真的是可吃的啦。
So that's why he repeated and said that my flesh is true.
我的血真的是可以喝的啦。
And my blood is true drink.
然后又在讲跟一个另一个真另一个重要的真理。
And he says another important truth.
吃我肉喝我血的人，我在他里面，他也在我里面。
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
这句话是什么意思？知道吗？
So what does this sentence mean?
吃我肉，我在他里面，他也在我里面。这个就是生命的结合。
He abides.
我的生命跟主耶稣的生命，两个生命结合在一起。
He abides in me and I in him means that there is a connection in our life.
是圣餐，领受圣餐，是领受主的生命，而且是跟主的生命来结合。
So when we partake of the Holy Communion, we are partaking of his life and we are having this connection with him.
要怎样跟主的生命结合呢？
How are we connected to the life of the Lord?
五十六节啊。
Verse 56.
是我肉喝我血的人，就是领受圣餐的人，我在他里面，他在我里面啊，这个不是生命的结合吗？生命结在一起了，合成一体了。
So whoever feeds on his flesh and drinks his blood abides in me and I in him. So we are in one.
已经分不开了。
So we are inseparable.
撒旦想要分开我们，分不开了。
So even if Satan wants to separate us, he's unable to.
世界想要我们分开，跟主耶稣分开，分不开了。
Even when the world wants us to be separated,
任何人想要分跟我分离我们跟主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的生命都已经分不开了。
So whoever that wants us to be separated from the love of God,
这个就是圣餐的功用，圣餐的宝贵。
And that is the efficacy of the Holy Communion.
耶稣自己讲的呀。
This is something that Jesus said himself.
我在他里面，他在我里面呢。
He abides in me and I in him.
所以我们要看重圣餐。
So we need to place more emphasis on the Holy Communion.
要用虔诚的心来领受，来纪念。
That we have to use a contrite heart to.
所以传道不允许在走来走去，像平常聚会这样。
That's why the preacher doesn't allow members to move about just like a regular service.
所以有人在迟到了，已经开始讲到才进来哦。老师说我很不高兴的。
So honestly, if the sermon has started and you start to walk in, I'm very unhappy.
或者你说你听了这样讲，你也很不高兴。
or you might feel unhappy that I'm saying this.
你不高兴是小事, 主耶稣高不高兴才是问题啊。
Whether you're happy or not is a small matter, but what is important?
你有没有准备的心来纪念我呢?
What is important is if Jesus is happy. Will he be happy to see that you
讲了你两句还不高兴哦?
With such a mentality and attitude?
我们这样领受圣餐就没有尊重主了啦，没有尊敬主了啦。
So if we are partaking the Holy Communion in such a matter, we are not respecting the Lord.
我们以后呢，就一定圣餐一定准，一定要提前到，不要迟到。
But it's okay in the future. Please be early for the Holy Communion.
这些道理对所有人讲，也对我自己讲。
And this is for everybody and for myself.
你不要认为只是针对你，不要这样认为。
Do not take it personally that it is for you only.
今天有些人没有迟到，他下个月可能他就迟到了。
Because some might not be late today, but they will be late next month.
除非有特别的事情。Unless
there's a special reason.
从这个平时的这种对神的尊重、忌讳圣餐中看到锻炼我们敬畏神、尊重神。
So from our respect to God in our services, that will train us to respect God.
你一次这样，两次这样，三次这样。 那就没有锻炼你去敬畏神啊，去尊重你，根本没有去锻炼去要求啊，没有。
If you are constantly late, then you will not be trained.
因为太重要了，太圣洁了。
Because this is too important, too holy.
跟主耶稣的生命接在一起，不是很圣洁吗？
Isn't it a very holy thing to have our lives connected with the Lord Jesus?
这样不尊重主耶稣的，那怎么生命怎么结合呢？
But if we do not respect the Lord Jesus, how can our lives be connected?
请注意，领受主耶稣生命的三个生命不同的时段，请注意。
Please take note of the three different stages of life where it's connected.
当我们跟主的生命结合的时候，它有三个不同时段的生命，三个。
When our life is connected with the Lord Jesus, there are three different stages to that.
第一就是你现在的生命。
Firstly is your life now.
你现在的生命是已经改变了的生命。
Your life now is a changed life.
自从我们洗礼过后,
and after we are baptized,
也领受圣餐，洗礼了，一定领圣餐，一定洗脚礼的。
So after the baptism, we will partake of the Holy Communion and have our feet washed. So at that point of time, our lives would have already have been changed.
肯定改变的。
It would have definitely changed.
请看以弗所书四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章20到24节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 24.
四章20到24。
Chapter 4, verses 20 to 24.
1:3，你们学了基督，却不是这样。 如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。你看，信了主，洗礼、圣餐。 洗脚以后，整个生命在改变，有没有？整个生命都在改变。After
believing in God, having baptized and partaken of the Holy Communion, and your feet washed, your life will be changed.
因为旧人已经过去了，也渐渐毁坏了。Because
you will have to put off your old self.
现在是新的，穿上新人、新的样式、新的生命。And
you will put on your new self.
有神的形象。In
the likeness of God.
有仁义，有圣洁。
That has righteousness and holiness.
所以领受主的生命的第一个阶段就是生命的改变。Therefore,
the first stage of accepting the life of God is to have a change in your life.
那进入到第二个时段是什么呢？是什么时段呢？
And what is the second stage?
那就是末日时段，主耶稣来临的那个生命。And
that is the stage of the end times.
主耶稣来临的那个时段，那个生命是什么生命来的？知道吗
？So what life is the life of the end time?
那是叫做复活的生命。
That is a life of a revival.
请看《约翰福音》书第6章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音书六章。
Gospel of John chapter 6.
刚才我们读了53跟54节的。Just
now we have read verses 53 and 54.
这里说末日要叫他复活嘛，对不对？
So it says here that I will raise him up on the last day.
吃我肉，喝我血的人，在末日我要叫他复活。这个是主耶稣来的，第二次再来的第二个时段，叫做复活的生命。
So this is the second stage of the life of. Of partaking the life of Christ.
这叫做末日，我要叫他复活，就是他第二次再来啊。
And that is when he will raise us up on the last day.
我们的生命一定复活。
Our life will definitely.
虽然肉体已经腐烂了，已经埋葬了。
Although physically we have already decomposed.
一定会复活过来。
But we will be raised again.
你信不信？
Well, do you believe in that?
好，第三个生命时段是什么时段？
And what is the third stage of life?
就是进入天国时段的生命。
And that is the stage where we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这个生命，这时进入天国生命，叫做永恒的生命，永永远远的生命。
And that is called eternal life.
请看约翰书六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
58节。
Verse 58.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛拿了还是死的。这个是永远的生命，永远活着。
This is eternal life.
但是肉体生命在这个世界是不可能永远活着的。
Our physical life on earth world is definitely not eternal.
因为肉体生命会腐烂，会朽坏。会腐烂的。
Because our physical self will deteriorate and we will die.
这个永远的生命是进入将来进入天国时段的那个生命。
But this eternal life is the life that we have when we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那个是不死的，不会毁坏的，是永永远远的圣洁的生命。
It is a holy eternal life.
你看到吗？领受圣餐的第三个真理，你看到了吗？
Have you seen the third?
是领受主的生命。
That is to
领受主的生命有三个不同的时段。
There's to partake of the love of the life of Christ.
叫做三个不同生命的时段，不同生命的时段。
The three different stages of life.
第四个真理。
And the fourth.
圣餐的第四个真理是仰望永生的天国。
Is to look upon the heavenly.
你吃圣餐的时候有没有存着盼望，一直好？仰望天国呢，将来的天国呢。
So when we are partaking of the Holy Communion, do we have this hope to look to the heavenly kingdom?
我们一定要存着这个盼望来吃圣餐哦。
When we partake of the Holy Communion, we have to have this hope.
不是这样子吃了感谢主啊，感谢主你为我死了就回家了，不是啊。
Not to just thank the Lord that He has died for us, partake and go home.
你要时时刻刻记住在你的心里面，我要进天国的，我要回家的。
You need to remember in your heart that we will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这个永生的盼望，天国的盼望一直都存在我心里。没有改变过，没有消失过。
And this hope of heaven has to be in us.
在圣城的时候要这样想。
And that is what we have to think.
要想起这件进天国的事情。
We need to remember and think of how when we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们读二十六节。
Verse 26.
1-3，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。保罗说我们吃圣餐的时候、这里有两件信仰的功课要做。
Here, Paul said that as often as we eat the bread and drink the cup, there are two things that we have to do.
第一个要传扬表明主的死，原文是传扬主的死，要去传扬主耶稣的救赎，主耶稣的爱，要去传扬。
In the original text, it says that when we proclaim him, we have to spread the gospel.
这个是我们真耶稣教每个信徒都要去传扬，要去说的。
And this is something that all of our true Jesus Church members have to do.
要向我们的亲戚家人来见证的。
We need to tell our relatives about this.
第二件事情是什么？
And what is the second thing?
要等耶稣来。
To wait till he comes.
等到什么时候？
Until when?
只等到他来，他没有来就一直等哦。
Until,
他没有来就一直等等等等到他来了。
Until he comes, so you will just have to wait till he comes.
等到我死了他还没有来，我的孩子继续等哦。我的孩子死了还没有来，我的孙子继续等哦。我的家人继续等哦。
If I am dead, he's not here yet. My children and grandchildren will have to wait.
这里不是说等一百年、等两百年啊，不是呀。
So it doesn't say here to wait for 100 or 200 years.
这耶稣教会已经一百年了，都还没有来啊。
The True Jesus Church has been established for 100 years.
没有来，那就直接等了，继续等哦，只等到他来。你们英文不是这样吗？
And he is still not here yet, so we have to wait until he comes.
等啊，继续等啊，不要灰心啊。
Continue to wait.Do not be disheartened.
所以吃圣餐的时候要仰望永远的天国。
So when we partake of the Holy Communion, we need to look upon the heavenly kingdom.
因此我们在生活上
Therefore in our lives,
我们会遇到疾病。
We'll be faced with illnesses.
你看我们无论哪一间教会，我负责的教会，哪一间教会每一次代祷都有很重的病，癌症啊，什么癌啦、啊，什么什么第四期啦、啊、第三期的、啊，都是很严重的病。
So no matter which
church, 每个教会都有。
I go to, I always see a lot of members who are critically ill.
这些都是死亡病痛来威胁我们，来领导我们，
and,
已经在我们的身上了，已经在我们的面前了。
And death has come very near to us.
我们不用害怕。
But let us not be afraid.
因为我们心里有更大的盼望，有更大的力量，来胜过这些死亡的威胁，这些疾病的威胁。
Because we have a greater hope and greater strength.
有什么好害怕？我死了，我就进天国了。
When we pass away, we will enter into the heavenly
kingdom. 如果我有一天真的中到这些严重的病，第四期癌症，我跟你讲，我会感谢。我不是开玩笑的。
If there is a day that I get fourth stage cancer, I will thank God.
我就会跟我家人说，我要回去了，我先走了，感谢主，你不用伤心。
I will tell my family that I'm going home soon. Thank God.
我等耶稣等到今天呢。
Because
I 到现在我还一直等他来。
I've waited for Jesus until today, and I'm still waiting.
但是身体好好会怎么会死呢？
But if I'm physically well, how am I to die?
死亡临到了，那些疾病来到了，就差不多了。
When death and illnesses comes upon, then you know you are.
赶快祷告主啊！既然已经到这种地步了，不要让我痛苦，也不要让家人痛苦。所以说，你就直接带我回去吧。
So quickly pray to the Lord Jesus and tell the Lord Jesus that, please do not let me suffer. Do not let my family suffer.
本来我信主就是这样相信的。我现在一直做圣工、做传道，就是这样等待这一天的。不然我等什么
？So for me, being a preacher, I've been waiting for this day.
等这个世界给我赚到钱呐、
啊！等这个世界的荣华富贵、
我们都把世界丢掉了嘛
？We have already put the world aside.
就是等天国荣耀而已啊。
Therefore, we are only waiting for the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们不用害怕这些疾病、这些死亡，不用害怕。
So let us not be afraid of death and illnesses.
我们心中更加的高兴，感谢主。
Let us be happy and thank God.
如果有就是难过，就是我要跟家人分开了，我要离开他们，我有点舍不得，只有这种悲伤而已。
The only sadness is the sadness of leaving our loved ones behind.
但心中充满着喜乐。
But in our hearts, we are filled
with
joy. 因
为我有天国永远的盼望，荣耀的盼望。
Because we have the eternal hope of the heavenly kingdom.
难道只有我有吗？不是每个神的儿女都有吗
？Not only I have this, but Every one of us has this as children of God.
第四个真理就是要存着天国的盼望啊，等他来啊。
So the fourth truth of the Holy Communion is to have this hope of the heavenly kingdom.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些都是从主耶稣的讲道中，从保罗的教导中所明白的圣餐四个真理。
So these are the four truths of Holy Communion that we can understand from the teachings of Paul and the Lord Jesus.
愿这些道理、这些真理能够帮助我们更加的明白。
May these teachings and truth help us to be able to understand it better.
同心默祷。
Let us all say a silent prayer.